Well, good morning. It's Day Page for June 4th, 2013. I think that's the year, unless I'm lost in the wormhole, which does occur from time to time. I'm Rex Latchford, looking at today's newspapers. Well, maybe newspaper. New York Times is where we'll start. Let's see where we go. Try to keep it short this morning, because there's a lot of music to be heard here on Radio InfoWeb. UN cites war crimes on both sides of brutal Syrian conflict. Finger-pointing. Death of senator places Christie in difficult spot. Yeah, he has to nominate a replacement. That's tough. China's elite molded in part by turmoil of Tiananmen Square. That might be a good thing. Egyptian court convict convicts nonprofit workers. American gang raped in India. Okay. Oscar Pistorius' trial is postponed. Salvadorian denied abortion delivers baby. That's what happens. As Turks challenge leaders' power, he tries to expand it. It's more totalitarianism happening there. A youthful corps of hustlers and hawkers, a band of children outside the headquarters of the coalition forces in Afghanistan, sells scarves, hats, and books almost daily, except when the police kick them out. They're just trying to be capitalist, you know. They're going to be McDonald's franchisees someday. Give them a break. Behind the rise in, you know, we Americans, you know, say one thing and do another, you know, to say the least. And we must confuse the hell out of a lot of people, including those kids in Afghanistan. Behind the rise in house prices, Wall Street buyers, yes, big investment companies are snapping up homes in the same markets where the financial crisis hit hardest. Could it be an accident? Yes, the guys on Wall Street know all about churn and how to repeatedly rape our wallets. When billionaire sets rules, it's an exclusive race for him. New cancer drugs empower body's own defenses. Drugs unleash the immune system to attack cancer cells, much as it attacks foreign invaders in the body. That's just a matter of time. That's my prediction. How much would you pay to see Michael Bolton? Not much. Going back to that cancer thing, you know, what kind of a world is it? We're facing a lot of changes in the near future. We're going to have computerized cars that drive themselves. That's going to put a lot of police officers out of work because they won't be able to chase squirrels, you know, issue traffic tickets like they have been. They're going to have to find productive jobs instead of harassing citizens. So that'll put a dent in the police state a little bit and change our culture a little bit. Because the role of police will change from antagonist and aggravationist, maybe fighting crime. That would be a shock. And then we're going to have, what about a cure for cancer? What is that going to do to our world? Suddenly there'll be a lot more people in it. That'll be interesting. Hmm? On today's New York Times, there's an op-ed contributor stating why the court was right to allow cheek swabs. Antonin Scalia misread the meaning of the Fourth Amendment, says this apologist for big government and intrusiveness. Why do they need to collect more information? This is, you know, some parts of the government still have the temerity to deny that the total information awareness campaign or program is not alive. And as Admiral Poindexter said, its purpose is to collect everything, including your DNA. So by that measure, it's not surprising that they want your DNA. But where do we draw the line? Where are we going to draw the line? When are we going to say, stop, no more? So you're going to keep pushing. In technology, U.S. cites phone calls and Apple pricing case. Oh yeah, they rummaged through all the emails to make their case against Apple. They're convinced that due process is just simply not required anymore. If the president says, then that's what the government does, especially if it involves intrusion into our lives. So, there you go. That's Day Page for today, June 4th, 2013. Hope you have a comfortable probing today and enjoy it. Unless you've had enough, in which case maybe you'll say, I've had enough. Will it happen today? My guess is probably not. So it's time for the salute to coffee. Raise our mugs high. See how much more you're going to take today. Well, it's helping me to wake up. Which is more real, the dream or reality? I'm Rex Lashford for Day Page. Have a good day. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, Day Page is produced by Minka. The executive producer is Peter Patriot. And the executive producer is Mel. And for those who don't know it, Day Page is just a little rant I do every morning on Radio InfoWeb, which is freeform radio, plays awesome music for your head. If you have only listened to Day Page and not tuned into Radio InfoWeb, you should really do that. Give it a try. Radio.infoweb.net. I'm playing awesome music sets all day long. Check it out.